here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of the physician who was also a lexicographer, Peter Marc Roget, born in London, 1779, a working doctor most of his life, who in his spare time invented a slide rule and a method of water filtration still in use today, wrote papers on a variety of subjects, including the kaleidoscope and Dante, was a contributor to the Encyclopedia Britannica. He had retired from medicine. He was 61 years old when he decided to devote his twilight years to coming up with a system of classifying words into groups. And that was the Thesaurus of English Words and Phrases, published in 1852. Thesaurus means treasury in Greek. At the last minute, he decided to include an index, which helps readers find synonyms, which made Roget's Thesaurus into one of the most popular reference books of all times. It's the birthday of Bill Keller, executive editor of the New York Times, born in Palo Alto, California, 1949, joined the Times in 1984 as a Washington correspondent, then a couple years later became a foreign correspondent, moved to Moscow, loved Russia, worked long hours there, 16 hours a day, covered the great earthquake in Armenia in 1988, for which he received a Pulitzer Prize. He was also given a lucrative book contract with a big advance, was never able to finish the book, had to pay back the advance on the installment plan. Moved to Johannesburg as a foreign bureau chief for the Times, and then after covering the fall of communism in the Soviet Union and the fall of apartheid in South Africa, Bill Keller wondered what else he could do as a foreign correspondent that would be nearly as exciting, and so he accepted an editing job back in New York. And after the resignation of Howell Raines, after 2 years as executive editor, after a time of scandal at the Times, in 2003, Bill Keller became the new executive editor, looked around the newsroom, and he said, "It's like somebody had just handed you the keys to a Jaguar." Here's a poem by Pat Schneider entitled Middle Age. The child you think you don't want is the one who will make you laugh. She will break your heart when she loses the sight in one eye and tells the doctor she wants to be an apple tree when she grows up. It will be this child who forgives you again and again for believing you don't want her to be born, for resisting the rising tide of your body, for wishing for the red flow of her dismissal. She will even forgive you for all the breakfasts you failed to make exceptional. Someday this child will sit beside you when you are old and too tired of war to want to watch the evening news. She will tell you stories like the one about her teenaged brother, your son, and his friends taking her out in a canoe when she was 5 years old, how they left her alone on an island in the river while they jumped off the railroad bridge. Middle Age, a poem by Pat Schneider, from Another River, New and Selected Poems, published by Amherst Writers and Artists Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.